Nebuchadnezzar in his fury casts Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, and how the Lord preserved them. So, verse 19, it says, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. What was his fury? The fact that these would not bow, in spite of the threats, that image that he had set up, such as the faith that the Lord gives his own, that they cannot compromise, even for a second. That if it's not Christ, they don't bow the knee. And it says, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The implication there is that up here he was trying to reason with them and do it in somewhat of a kind way, supposedly. But suddenly, as they declared their trust in God, that God would deliver them, and they would not worship any other god, even if through the fire, the furnace. Verse 17 is a strong statement we saw last time. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace and will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, in other words, if this was to be the way God had determined that they should die, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And this is how God causes his servants to preach. Not speculation, not opinion, but this is the interpretation. And I truly believe this is how the word needs to be declared. This is how Christ set it forth without ambiguity. And his servants, when it comes to interpreting this word, it's exactly as the Lord has ordained. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High. That's why the title of this message is that, the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my Lord the King, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till what? Look how many times this is repeated. Till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. There's not a power that exists today but what God has ordained. Even Paul said that to those he wrote in Rome. There's not a power that exists but what is ordained of the Lord. And the Roman Empire was not a friendly power. It was an evil nation. And yet Paul declared that it wouldn't exist were it not for God giving it to whomsoever he wills.